This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the 20th century, people stopped living with their parents and grandparents. That is shifting back here in the 21st century, driven by high housing prices and immigrant families. It's an arrangement that can be financially smart and emotionally rewarding. Here's Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell meeting with an immigrant family in Waterloo, Iowa.
The Marshall Islands is located between Hawaii and Australia in the Pacific Ocean. Karen Carbon and one of her six children left the Marshall Islands for the U.S. in 2007. She briefly stayed with her brother and his newborn daughter in North Carolina. She then moved to Waterloo, Iowa. Her husband and five other children arrived in Waterloo about a year and a half later. The Iowa town is known for its John Deere factories and Tyson pork processing facilities.
We're here for education for our kids, health for us, jobs for, you know, good life. So even though we might not get enough, but we're still hanging.
Karen says there are about 20 Marshallese families in Waterloo when she got there, and since then the community has grown. Her first job was at a pork plant, one of the few options available to her with her limited language skills at the time. She became an interpreter for 11 years for the local school systems. She now sews for a tuxedo rental company, and her husband is part of a cleaning crew. Several generations of the family live in the house they rent.
It helps the way we, you know, feel that there's someone there to help, even though we don't really know much resources.
Life is hard on many immigrants. They come for work and to improve the prospects for their children. They're also adapting to a different culture and ways of doing business, learning a new language, and living on low incomes. The support of extended family is crucial for navigating their new homes, says Karen.
But I think, you know, being together really helps, makes me even more brave, confident that my family's with me.
Keeping cultural traditions alive is one of the many advantages of extended families living under one roof. Togetherness leans against loneliness and social isolation. Immigrants have long found the economics of extended families living together attractive, says Giovanni Perry, an economist at the University of California, Davis.
They are willing to use less housing space than Americans, meaning families, bigger families live in smaller apartments, townhouse houses. So one way in which the immigrant absorb the cost of this is by essentially demanding much less space per capita.
In the decades following the Second World War, the U.S. was something of an outlier in its emphasis on segregating the population by age, including the home. For a variety of reasons, including lessons learned from the immigrant experience, the high cost of housing, and the demands of caregiving of the young and old, Americans are relearning the benefits that come from keeping close intergenerational ties at home and in the community. I'm Chris Farrell for Marketplace.